Well, Darren, thanks for joining me in the podcast today. Music. The music your teenager are listening to these days. What's going on inside the world of teenage music to which your children are listening and influencing them and influencing your family life through your children. So let's take a look at this issue, and we certainly see it to be much more profound today. With the pandemic, kids are home. Without school, kids are home. Kids are spending much more time in the room, much more time on their computers, much more time on their cell phones and various devices, and the level of music interest and music listening is skyrocketing, is going up, and kids are surrounding their life, beginning their day, middle of the day, throughout the day, ending their day, listening to music. So the world of music is a concern. It's a concern to parents. It needs to be a concern for parents. Are your children listening to off-limits music? Are they being subjected to music that you as a family do not endorse and would not endorse and do not want your children listening to, but you don't know it? You're not aware of what they're listening. So there's an external influence there through media, through the music media. It's influencing their values. It's influencing the way they think, influencing their mood, influencing your kids' behavior patterns, influencing how kids dress, influencing kids in their relationships with others, what they talk about, what they're concerned about, what they're thinking about, what they focus on. Music is a powerful influence, especially on teenagers, but it's on all of us. And we need to be aware of what's behind the music, what's within the music, what is the influence of the music on our kids. But all most parents don't know. Most parents are not even available to check it out or to spend time checking it out or listening to music with their kids and then somehow discussing the content of that music and the effects of that music on your kids. So parents, this is a challenge. The challenge is be aware of what your kids are listening to, especially in the realm of music. Be aware of how your kids are affected by that music. In other words, monitor their behavior after they've been listening to the music for a period of time. Monitor for mood. Monitor it for attitude. Monitor it for a physical appearance, for walk, for dress. All these kinds of things that can influence a kid, and you may not know it otherwise, but you got to be aware of it. So listen to the music with your kids, preferably. Monitor that music. Discuss the music with your kids. Let them know your concerns. Find out what they think about it. Find out how they're reacting to it. Find out what they are hearing as they listen. Now, here's one thing you have to kind of remember. Some kids listen to music from the point of view of the lyrics. They pay attention to the lyric, and they're influenced by the lyrics. Other kids listen to music for the melody, you know, for the actual musical score, and that affects them. It can affect their mood. There's music that depresses us. There's music that elates and gives us energy and gives us encouragement. Music does a lot of different things to people. It can alter moods. It can alter attitudes. It can alter opinions. It can alter lifestyle. So music is a powerful force, and parents, you need to remember, your kids are spending a lot of time in the field of music, and are you aware of what that does to them and the effect it has upon them? So here's some questions that I would propose that parents keep in mind and review. First of all, I think what parents need to do is to take a half hour and sit down and listen to the music with your kids. Listen to the music that they play. Have them select and then listen to the music that they play. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the score. Just listen. Just bake yourself in the music that they hear throughout the day and have them just kind of like demonstrate to you the music that they're listening to. Take notes as you listen and then have a full-blown discussion on what you've heard and what you think about the effects of that music on you as well as on them. Pay attention to what is inside the music and pay attention to the effect of that music on your kids. So here's a chance to do it. Now, don't do it once. You may want to do it several times. Actually have these listening occasions and then discussion on the music and help kids shape up their music to music that is uplifting and music that is encouraging and music that is positive as compared to music that is depressing or hurtful or degrading in some way. Here are a few questions that you need to know about and that should guide you in your listening to your kids' music and help you discuss the issue with them as you have the discussion after listening. Here's one. Is any person or group of people, in the music now, any person or group of people degraded rather than enhanced? Okay, so listen to the lyrics. Are they degrading? Are they putting down? Or are they enhancing any particular group of people, whether that be by race or by nationality or by lifestyle or by age or whatever it might be? If a group of people are being put down, degraded in some way, that's music you don't want your kids listening to, because that creates an attitude, that creates a lifestyle, that creates a way of thinking, and that creates a behavior pattern on the part of your kids. So that's one. Here's the second one. Does the music of your teenager encourage a particular kind of walk, a particular kind of talk, a particular attitude, a particular dress, any kind of obsession? Do they hear something that becomes kind of like a area of worship almost, an area of focus of attention, of obsession? In other words, are your kids listening to something that really alters their life, affects their life, influences their life, how they live, how they think, how they talk, how they walk, how they dress, and so on? So listen to it from that point of view. And ask your kids, talk to your kids about that. Are they dressing like somebody? Are they encouraging a certain attitude? Are they talking like somebody? Are they trying to imitate somebody that they hear in the music? In other words, they're not becoming themselves. They're becoming somebody else through that imitation. So that's two. Here's the third question you want to look at and when you listen to the music. Do the lyrics encourage self-gratification? Do the lyrics encourage selfishness, a selfish behavior pattern? Or do the lyrics encourage a thoughtful consideration, compassionate, and sensitivity to the needs and circumstances of others? Okay, think of the music now. Do the lyrics really encourage that self-gratification and selfishness? Or does it encourage looking at other people from the point of view of their needs and ways in which you can reach out and be of help and be caring and compassionate and sensitive to other people? What's that effect? What's that social impact of that music? That's number two. Here's another one. That's number three. Here's the fourth one. Do the lyrics encourage a lifestyle of dishonesty? Do the lyrics encourage a lifestyle of illegal behavior, unethical behavior? Or, in contrast, do the lyrics encourage integrity, forthrightness, honesty, directness, openness? So listen to the music from the point of view of, is it really encouraging an undercurrent of dishonesty, an undercurrent of illegal thinking and behavior and attitudes? Very profound. What's that music saying? Because whatever it's saying is having an impact on your kids. Subtle though it may be, it may not come down like a great big rocket, but it's there and it's just undercurrent within the life of your kids. Here's another one, number five. Do the lyrics teach lessons contrary to your beliefs as a family and contrary to your family value system? Do they teach a behavior pattern? Do they teach a value system? Do they teach beliefs that you want your children to endorse and to accept and to live by? Or are they beliefs that you do not want your children to listen to believe and to accept and to live by? What's the belief system of the lyrics that's being created here? What's the moral system that's being encouraged in that particular piece of music? Is it a viewpoint that you can live with as a family? Or is it a viewpoint that offends you as a family, as a parent, and then guide your child accordingly? And here's one more. Do the lyrics create a mood of depression? Do the lyrics create a mood of sadness? Do the lyrics create a mood of anger? Or on the other hand, do the lyrics generate feelings and attitudes and ideas of hope, of encouragement, of goal-directed behavior, of achievement, of accomplishment, of success? What's the created mood? What's the created attitude? What's the created lifestyle that lyric is trying to generate within the audience and your child particularly? So there you are. Those are a few of the questions. There are many more you can come up with, but those are a few questions that you need to be aware of and that you need to be very much thinking about as you hear your children listen to music in their bedroom, when they're alone, when they're with their friends, or whatever. Become part of the music world of your kids, but listen to what they're being influenced by and the attitudes that come out of listening. Now, if your kids are adopting lifestyles and dress patterns and attitudes and behavior patterns and attitudes and thinking and so on that's contrary to you as a family. Stop the music. Stop the music. Have a period of time where there is no such music. And then you guys listen to it together and discuss it and come up with a plan of what music can be listened to, when and where it can be listened to, and so on. Music is a powerful source. Music is a powerful influence upon your kids. Parents, realize that, recognize that, and bring it under control. Bring it under the management of you as the parent and the attitudes of your family and your lifestyle that you want to live as a family. Don't let music be contrary to the lifestyle of you as a family. That's no way to live. To have one lifestyle being taught in the home and then a different lifestyle and attitude being taught through the music that you let enter into the home. Anyway, thanks for joining me today. And it's been a very important topic because kids engage in this kind of behavior. The kids engage in this kind of activity. Bye for now.